tempting as it may be to think so. You cannot know that something is from God simply because you prayed about it, or because you feel good about it. The scriptures and the church and history are full of people who prayed, and yet were not doing God's will. That's what our text is getting at when it talks about how Christians will be persecuted. The time is coming, says Jesus, that whoever kills you will think that they're offering a service to God. Your sinful blindness and lust can lead you into believing that murder is somehow God's will. It was the right thing to do. My friend was suffering so much. Just to give him a little extra morphine. Or I have to get an abortion, or my whole life will be ruined. If I were to raise this child, the child would have a terrible quality of life. When the older generation no longer has a good quality of life, therefore, they should just fade away. Now, these may be overstatements. An extreme example. It does highlight the sort of being that the devil, the world, and your old nature play with you all the time. Because such thoughts and such things lead you away from Christ and turn you in on yourself to behold your God within. And you make yourself into God by your actions, and then somehow think that this is God's work in the process. Well, Pastor, aren't you going to answer the question, how do you know something is from the Holy Spirit? Well, there's a very simple answer. The Holy Spirit testifies and speaks of Christ and his work on the cross for your life and your salvation. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to do. He does not come to coddle your old sinful flesh, but to expose your sinful flesh and to call you and all sinners to repentance. And how does he do this? He does it through his regular means. That is, he does this task through the word spoken and preached and read. He does it through water splashed over you and through simple bread and wine, which are Christ's body and blood. This is how you know something is from the Holy Spirit. If you think about this, it is an utterly liberating thing. How do I know what is from God? Or how do I know God's will for my life? I know what is from God based on what God himself has said in his word. Therefore, I don't have to speculate or wonder about God's will in my life or whether I have the Holy Spirit. This is solid and sure and real, just as Christ's word is real. And his gospel promises are firm and secure. Now Jesus goes on to say that the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance all that Jesus said and did. That's the Spirit's work. Now that's important to us who are generations away from the eyewitnesses of his glory. But even more than that, this Holy Spirit actually brings Jesus to you. He will give Christ to you. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death until he comes. And that is why Jesus adds, do this in remembrance of me. But there is more. The scriptures speak of the tribulations and trials which Christians face in every generation, which seem so profound and so real to us in our own. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and Christ rests upon you. And that's really the issue in a nutshell, isn't it? None of us really likes suffering. calls to your remembrance for you everything that Jesus has done for you. And every time you hear Christ for your forgiveness, every time you eat his blood, body, and drink his blood in the supper, every time the waters of baptism through confession and absolution wash away the sins of this now new child of God, or are lived out in your life of repentance, you can know and be certain that the Holy Spirit is here, and that he is giving you what really matters in your life. So rejoice, dear children of God. Christ your Lord died and rose again for your sins.